So there's that. I don't know if this is a good start to the show.
No, it's great. It's great. Love it.
No. Because I, you know, I just found out that, I found out something that kind of, disheartening. I'll call it disheartening.
Okay.
The other day.
Great. Go for
it. I found out that I'm racist.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Huge epiphany. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
No, no, my kids call you Racist Al. Like, that's your name to our house.
Right. Okay. Well, so the other day, I bumped into Big Daddy Kane.
I thought you were going to say Racist Mike.
No. So I was like Big Daddy Kane, and I was like talking to him, and I called him Cool Mo D by accident. So I have a lot to think about. And right. Your kids, evidently your kids are not wrong. I'm now Racist Alan. Hello and welcome to episode 525 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Big episode 525, Adam.
Okay.
Didn't think we'd do 25 episodes. Now we've done 25 squared.
Wow.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to say that.
I just thought of it right now, as a matter of fact, literally in real time.
Wow.
I think we call it IRT on the internet. When you're, like, when you're texting, you're like, oh man, I am just thinking of this IRT.
Okay.
Don't you?
I don't know all these little short forms, texting short forms and stuff.
I made that one up too.
Okay.
I don't think, no one ever uses it in real time.
Okay.
All right. I wish we hadn't started this way.
Yeah. It's only up from here.
No kidding. Okay, it's like we stepped in some... Okay, anyways, all right. What's going
Amazon?
On, Adam?
Amazon?
Amazon, I guess. I don't know. I haven't bought anything on Amazon. Have you?
No, I just... You know, I think I'm coming off the holidays where I was buying a bunch of stuff, and now I'm kind of on a low as far as buying stuff goes.
The delivery guy came by the other day, rang the bell, and I answered, and he's like, you okay?
Yeah.
It's nothing?
Yeah.
You know, you're getting your quinoa in the store now? But what's going on?
Right. So, yeah, I forgot. You Germans get everything from Amazon, including groceries.
Not really.
No?
No.
Thought that was
not
a thing.
Really. No, I do because they don't have, I don't buy quinoa, but they don't have, there's certain things they don't have in the stores. They don't sell in the stores. They pretty much only sell bratwurst and sauerkraut in the stores. And everything else you have to just buy online.
Right.
Salt. You can get salt here too. Spoiler nice. Alert.
I like salt.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're coming to the right country, man. I do like that when people are like, oh, man, I love the German food. Oh, you like salt and fat, do you? Yeah, everybody does. Everyone likes salt and fat. Unless it's salt and sugar and fat. We have that too. Okay. I've just summed up a country.
Right.
Amazon. If you want to buy salt and fat, click through our site. Help us out.
Okay, except in Canada. Does it work yet?
No.
Okay.
No. I invite our Canadian listeners to go somewhere else. Buy from MySpace or something.
Okay.
But, I mean, your stores are all open though, right?
Yeah.
Where you are?
Where I am, everything's open, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not here, they're not. And we're going to keep not opening them too. That's the good part.
Nice.
Yeah.
And school, what's the school update? Are your kids going back to school?
No.
Ever?
No. Larry King died today, Adam.
Okay. All right.
That's your kids. What I'm saying is your kids killed Larry King. I hope you're happy. Jack learning math in person murdered Larry King.
I didn't know that's how it worked.
Oh, this is science, Adam.
Okay, all right. Well, he's not taking science right now. Focus is on math.
No, you don't need to take science. You can just... Feelings are much better.
Right.
feelings apply. So no, I mean, there's been talk of they, you know, some people are saying, hey, we should just do a super crazy, super duper crazy lockdown here for like 1 month and just be done with it. And so I'm hoping they pick February because shortest month. So
okay, all right,
that's easier. I don't think they'll do that, but no, there's in Bavaria, and they're probably going to expand it to the rest of the country. I don't know. They're talking about making the full on N95 masks the minimum to wear out in public.
Wow.
No more face covering, because they're like, yeah, it turns out face coverings aren't doing anything, they're saying. So now you got to wear the real masks. Wow. So that's awesome. It's been a fun 11 months.
Yeah.
Of that. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I think that's just in stores and public transit, and I don't ride public transit. At least not now, anyways. And then.
No word about the school part of it, when kids would go back to school.
Now you're just taunting me because.
But I know last time we talked, and you had said sort of like, okay, the word was another week, which we talked about sounded like just. Stall tactics, right? And now have they made any, like, are they going week to week? Are they saying, okay, well, now we're going to push that back a week? Or are they just saying, yeah, right now, indefinite, we're going away from school indefinitely?
No, it's never indefinite. They're boiling a frog. They know that.
Right.
And so the word around the campfire is elementary school will start back in after next week.
Okay.
That was the plan all along. I didn't think that was really the plan. I'm guessing we're looking at probably end of June, really, before things are. I don't want to talk about this on the air. Okay. I'm angry. No, I kind of blew up a couple times because the issue for me is that, did we discuss this on the show? I don't remember. I don't want to repeat myself yet again. My issue is that we're somehow forced to fall into two camps.
Oh yes, you said this. You can just stop talking.
Okay. Yeah. And so I'm not. What I'm saying is I'm not loving what's happening, but I also don't want to kill your mom, dude.
Right.
Okay. I would like your mom to be okay. That's what I would like.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not just a cavalier. I'm like, ah. I know your mom wants to live, but I want to see the Top Gun sequel. So,
oh yeah, yeah, that must be killing you. That must be absolutely killing you.
Yeah, it is killing me a little bit. It is a little bit. So, bad news, Betty Schwartz. I got to go see Top Gun.
Okay.
Tough break. Tough break. Yeah. So that's kind of the issue here, and we'll get in. Well, maybe you and I will talk off the air because there's some other stuff that's been bugging me, so I'll unload it on you.
Oh, great. Else. Yay for me.
Yeah. What's the weather like there? You guys getting snow, rain, what?
It's been beautiful this week, but it's starting to get cold, and there is talk of, there's lots of flurries in the forecast, whether that will materialize in sort of the low-lying areas where I live will be a question mark. In the mountains, I'm sure they're going to just get a ton of snow, but I'm sort of optimistic that there might be some snow. It's funny, when now I don't have a commute anymore to work, and with COVID and very little to kind of get excited about doing, and the days, you know, are still short. I mean, they're getting longer now, which is good. Snow would be great. Just something different to do outside and go play in. So, you know, I would be very happy if there was a big snowfall in the lower mainland.
Do you think if it gets like extended period of cold, will they flood the field that you're
going to? No, there's no way. No, I can't imagine it, because that would encourage like gatherings of people. So I'm pretty certain that won't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too bad. But I just, again, and that's just my take on it. I just don't see the city encouraging people to gather.
No, that they teach that in Jack's grade 8 feelings class.
Yeah.
that's how it works. Yeah. We learned it, Maddie, you know, interphase, prophase, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, yeah, I feel like that's how cells reproduce right there. That's just how I feel it.
Yeah.
gut feeling. I'm gutting this one. Sure.
Yeah. You can't argue with that.
No. Are you going to tell me I don't feel this way?
Yeah, exactly.
This is how I feel.
I could be wrong. That's just my estimation.
That means you're gonna go skate at Minoru Pond then.
I don't know that I've ever done. Actually, I don't think I have ever done that. I know you've talked about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They never used to. Gary Point never used to have that park there. And then even when they did not flood it. It was years later. So when it would freeze like that, we would go to Minoru Pond, two ponds, right next to each other, technically, and we'd go play out there. And that was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, let's hold out for enough cold to freeze that.
That would be nice. I love the outdoor. A buddy of mine from Richmond, but he now lives, he's a lawyer in San Francisco. He's a single dude, so he just goes on road trips like all the time. And so last week, he just drove from San Francisco by himself and drove to Utah just to tour around playing outdoor hockey, on all the outdoor skating venues that he could find, right through Colorado and Utah, and just did like a week of outdoor hockey.
Nice. That sounds fun.
Yeah. I'm a little bit jealous. That'd be good times. So there's that. We've had snow here, and then it all went away and then came back again today. There you go. You're up to date.
All right.
Lately, I've been as photo talk. Are you ready?
I was going to say, like, what are you watching on Netflix?
No, nothing. I know. Come on. Been reading my daughter, my kids, like a bedtime story. And then afterwards, my daughter has kind of wanted to lay in bed and look at old photos on the iPad. That's been her move lately.
Sure.
She loves it. Like just going through, and now that I'm getting them all organized and all that stuff. And so she's just loving all the old, like not even just of her, although it's very her centric, of course.
Sure.
But all kinds of stuff and looking through and now the funny part is now she is suddenly wildly cooperative about getting her picture taken.
Okay, that won't last, but that's good.
Well, no, she's made the connection between, if I actually do get my picture taken, I get to have all these pictures.
Right, yes, that's a good connection to make.
Yeah. You're right, she'll forget about it.
Yeah. Or she'll just decide she's got enough of those pictures.
She'll move on.
Yeah, that's where my kids are at. Yeah, we're good. We've seen a lot. I mean, they're great. We'll just keep looking at those ones.
Right. Plus, but your kids also have their own cell phones, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so my kids aren't there yet. So once that happens, although they are using an old iPod like Touch that we have kicking around to listen to their stories and stuff like that. So
it's a gateway. That's a gateway device, man. It's a gateway device.
It is. They're making movies the other day in the closet, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's that. Speaking of old photos, I thought I'd be done by now. I'm still going through and sorting, like scanning and sorting and culling and cataloging and burning and all the things you do with old photos. Or I guess what you do with them is just ignore them.
But, yeah, that's my... I was like, really? Is that what you do with photos? And you're using words I've never heard of. There's cataloging and culling, and these are weird.
What I'm trying to do, I have every negative and photo that I have in my possession here in Germany, I have scanned. I now have it as a digital file. And so now comes the part of where I'm trying to sort them all. And it's not even a crazy amount. Like the scanned photos are like, it's probably 1,000 photos.
Okay.
But now I'm trying to put them in some semblance of order. And so like a lot of them are from like when I was a kid, like from like the day I was born, for example, all the way through like high school. And then, so high school was relatively easy. I could count the pimples and be like, all right, well that's grade 9. No. Okay.
No, that was a big punchline. I get it.
I didn't know. I didn't have in high school.
Oh
no, I didn't have. I didn't have. I actually didn't have pimples in high school. I had them a little bit later, and not even bad. But when you get the acne, like when you're like out of high school, that's worse.
Actually. Yeah. Well, I don't know. The whole universe is probably struggling with this. Is getting like the maskne from wearing a mask all day at work, like hours. Right. So right around your edges of your face. I hate it. I'm getting like the adult acne now.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm sure.
Did you just call it maskne?
Yeah, I didn't coin that. I've heard other people say that.
Yeah, I don't like it. That doesn't flow off the tongue.
No, but it certainly does make you instantly aware of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Keep saying it. It'll grow on you. Maskne.
Maskne.
Yeah. No, say it again.
It's got to be Maskne or something like that. Because the S messes it up.
That sounds like if you eat too much mac and cheese that you break out.
Oh, it'll break out. That's what you're the winner. You got Maskne. Okay. Nah, I don't know. That's okay. We'll work. I'll work something out for next show.
Okay. All right.
No, so what was I going to say? Oh, but the old photos. So I'm sorting through all the old photos, and it's taken a fair bit of sleuthing to establish a time frame on a lot of them. Like when I was a little kid, like from when I was like, obviously I knew the first day I was born, but after that, I'm like, I have no idea how big I was at 1 year old, you know?
Right. Can I ask you something? Why does it really matter?
It matters to me.
Okay.
I don't have the actual dates. I'm not trying to like reestablish EXIF data on this. But I'd like to know, okay, well, like, this is the general order. Now, that part, I don't really care. I have those photos generally pieced together, and I may have missed, I may have not, but I'm actually secretly enjoying / absolutely hating this process, because it's basically lifting a fog off my memory of a lot of events. You know, like, things are blurring together. Now, obviously, when I was two, things blur together, but I'm kind of curious to know, like, okay, that was my dad at age 25, which is, you know, weird to think about. So I got most of those kind of pieced together based on what I think, like, okay, I was standing by this age, that carpet's blue, it was green in our older house, so that was before this. Like, so I kind of established dates, right?
Okay.
But it's later. It's from about 1999, when I was done film school, until 2003, till the end of 2003, when I got my first digital camera. Like, I just got like a little point and shoot, but it was a digital camera that has the dates, you know, built into the file, right? So in those 4 years, I'm at a loss. And I'm like, I'm trying to go off like, okay, who was my girlfriend then? Who was I dating after that? Or who has a wedding ring? Who drove that car? Different haircuts. Was I fat or fatter? Like, that was the two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's been crazy trying to put it all together. And then like I'm asking everybody else, hey, where was this? Where were we? And of course, my friends have zero idea who I even am, let alone what we did back then.
Right.
So, but there's some of them are tied together in like a web. So like if I decode that one, then two more fall into place. So it's this kind of weird puzzle. But the one story that I did have a kind of a laugh about was, do you remember going to my stag?
Tell me what happened on it, and then maybe. Did I go to your stag? I'm so blurry on any of this.
Okay, I was hoping you, I didn't think you'd know when it was, but you were there. We went to Vegas.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. Yeah, yeah.
We picked you up, and you wouldn't eat the food.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was the Vegas trip. So
we stayed in like the Luxor or something, like, just like, yeah. not up to my standards.
Oh no, not up to anybody's standards. I'm not a sponsor of the show, by the way, Luxor. Nor will they be after this.
And it was like, hey, let's cram four dudes in a room a night. That the hotel room a night was like $80. And like, really, do we need to do this? Yeah. Do we need to sleep like four to a room?
I was not in charge. I was along for the ride, as you can tell by the fact that I had to wear lederhosen in
Vegas. Remember that. I remember I made a shirt, didn't I?
You made the shirt too.
Oh, it's all coming back to me. What's that?
We cannot share on the show.
it was a bit offside, right?
It was good. No, it was. I thought it was fine.
Right. Right.
But. If I can find a photo, we'll see. I was going through a lot of those photos, and they're pretty funny. And you know, like we looked at that trip from our perspective, and not so much the perspective of other people having to put up with us being there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wait a second. This is a public area. I don't think we're supposed to be doing this.
Right.
Yeah. This isn't Adam's rumpus room.
That's right.
Like, what are we doing here? But anyway, point was, is I don't have any film pictures from that, but the digital ones I have, the time got deleted. So I was like, oh man, how do I establish when this was? And then I thought, oh, I can remember. So I Googled it. I Googled an event that I remember. Because as like you came down the day later, or that night later, or something like that.
Yeah,
it was later that night, and then so me and a couple bunch of guys went down in the morning, and we connected out of LAX, like Vancouver to LAX, LAX into Vegas. Never do that again, by the way.
Okay.
But again, I wasn't paying. I just was along for the ride, and so anyway, so we when we're connecting, we're about to take off and go to Vegas, and. The flight attendant says to us, oh man, plane just went down in the Hudson. Like, what? Like, she's like, yeah, plane crashed. Like half an hour ago. Like, oh, wow, okay. So yeah, everyone got out, but, you know, that's weird because normally everybody dies.
Right.
All right, well, have a good flight. Like, now? Now you're telling us this? So that was the day we flew in was the Sullenberger day.
Right.
And so I was able to Google that and then establish that was the day we went to Vegas.
Okay, well,
Jan 15th.
Important that you made that date connection.
I thought the flight attendant letting us know that normally everybody dies on an airplane as we're on an airplane was kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Not so much. Okay. Okay. I'm looking back on those times when we were younger, and I can't believe the time frame within which we accomplished things.
Okay,
like oh yeah, Friday night, go climb the Grouse Grind, get up early Saturday morning, go to Seattle for a Mariners game. Like, that's a 2 month gap now.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you. No, you're not wrong. That especially right now, because everything is so slow moving. So I would have said probably a little different. I go back a year ago. I try to use the time that I'm not working to do all those kind of fun things. So I think about, you know, when I'm not working, yeah, let's do all that stuff. And I've definitely been in a malaise for the last 7 or 8 months where, yeah, I'm finding it more difficult to get motivated because there isn't that fun adventure that, you know, that is on the horizon.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh.
So, reminder, and not a moment too soon, everybody, the monthly challenge for this month is the bright side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need it. I do need it, too. It's like, it's not like January is my favorite month anyways.
No, January's kind of bad. I'm not a fan.
That's the point. No, yeah. January and February, again, the only good part of February is it's the shortest month and you're done.
And March is when I start to light up. I'm excited. It's getting to spring. The weather's getting nicer. Oh. Days are longer. There's baseball on the horizon. Like, it's all of the good outside again. Yeah, so I'm just thinking about March kind of makes me happy. Let's get to March.
That is always my philosophy.
Yeah.
So... The December 21st is my favorite day of the year because it's the days start getting longer and the March to March begins.
Okay, March to there March, I like it. Yeah.
Oh man, that'll be the photo challenge for next month. Okay. This month it is the bright side. So please submit that. Get us through this malaise that Adam just. I think you said malaise, right?
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. Why is malaise rhyme with hollandaise? It shouldn't. They're two separate things. One I like a lot better than the other. So let's get us through that. Put it on Instagram, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, and we'll check that out at the end of the month, beginning of next month. I've already seen a few people have submitted, and a couple of new people, actually.
Excellent.
Which I'm excited about. I think it's just
a whole bunch of Frank Pang aliases.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's probably true. So, anyways. And then lastly, in those other photos... some of the film photos I was sorting out were your wedding photos.
Yeah.
So only reason I tell you that is because I'm going to share all of them on the website.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. back when, well, you had no hair then too.
Yeah.
So you can't tell. Like you are ageless actually, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Well done. You know what, this has to be one of the highlights of your wedding day.
What's that?
Backstage, just before the wedding, just before you're heading out there, I'm standing with you. We knew each other, but it wasn't like we were, you know, friends like we are now, I would say.
Okay.
Obviously. Well, yeah. We have 25 squared podcasts under our belt. Obviously, it's going to change, but... So, we you know, obviously knew each other. Do you remember what I said to you backstage, just before you're heading out?
I'm going to guess it's something like, you know, very, very offside for someone who's about to walk down the wedding. I'm just saying, it's not like, hey, good luck, man. It's nothing like that.
There's nothing racist, if that's what you're talking about.
No, it's not necessarily racist, but I feel like it's maybe something along the lines of what... Vince Vaughn said to Will Ferrell, like, you're still single now, like you can turn back now, like something like that.
No, but same movie.
Oh, it's an old school reference.
It was. I said absolutely nothing to you. I was just standing there all awkward, me and your best men there, your groomsmen, were standing there, and I didn't say anything, and I was just about to head out, and I turned to you and just said, okay, good talk, see you out there. And you guys all lost it. So I was like, oh, you could start. Have fun.
Okay.
All right. Good times. I'll try to find a photo of that moment.
Okay.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week? You did. I've seen it. I was looking at him.
Yeah. I was at the batting cage last night with Jack and two of his friends. I only included a couple of pictures of Jack and one other friend. I just hadn't gotten through them because it was last night, and so quickly before the podcast this morning, I was trying to just pull a couple of photos from our little session. So yeah, our batting cage is open again, so you can book a time. And so we went all masked up into the batting cage, and again, it's I'm fine with it. It's just the way, you know, people are, you know, more
it's open air, but it's closed off, right?
Yeah, it's open and closed. So anyways, we're all fine with it, and we're happy that we're just able to go out and do something like this. So this was Jack. I don't know what we're looking at, but I took a couple of photos of Jack and his buddy, just two hard lights in the cage. It's nighttime, so it's dark, and there's like some...
Wait, you have two lights on this?
There's two lights in all of the photos, sort of one behind and one sort of in front, and just trying, like...
Where behind? Because I was going to mention...
I kept switching them back and forth, so I can't really remember. On this one, I'm going to say one is camera, like almost like right near where I'm shooting from. I'm looking at the actual challenge photo. But so for, I think I only showed pictures of lefties, and there was one righty. So there's two lefties and one righty that Jack, his two of his buddies. And so I had to switch it, the lighting for the other kid. So I think they're both on the same side, but one's kind of in front of the batter, and then one is behind the batter. So, but they're on the same side, I believe. I think at one point I did kind of make them opposite. Anyways, it was really just a little experiment. I just wanted to see what would happen at this time of night with, you know, it's got black background. And so they're wearing, well, Jack's wearing black. Actually, I think the other kid that I included a photo is wearing black too. So black on black. And so I'm just trying to freeze it as much as I can. So they're getting, you know, full batting practice pitches. Now we're using those Incrediballs, like those soft balls in the cage.
Okay, but you're going to bring it up. You're bringing it up.
They still look like baseballs though.
Yeah, they're fine. They look like baseballs. I made a note here. I was going to address this in the photo challenge part. So we'll talk a little bit more about how you shot these photos in the photo challenge, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. The Incrediball part, I got issues here.
Okay.
Now, I understand you don't make policy, so don't take this personally.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I understand, like, the mask thing seems a little bit silly being in the batting cage, but I understand that's the policy, and you, like you said, you're happy to be out, so fine. I get it. I'm guessing you don't make policy on the helmets either, or did you?
No, I think they have to wear helmets, yeah.
With Incrediballs?
I think just in the cage, swinging a bat. Mm-hmm. Like, the choice of the Incrediballs is us, just because it's 0 degrees when we're doing this.
That's a good choice. That's an excellent choice. I have no issue. I love Incredibles. I love those. For those listening at home, they're about the same size and weight as a baseball, except they're spongy.
Yeah.
Like they're not so, it's not like getting, you know, if you get hit with one, it's not like a kitten licks your feet or something
No, yeah, but it doesn't, you're not going to get a massive bruise. I don't think.
No, well.
Maybe.
We did, well, yeah, okay. So we always played with these, not even as kids, as young adults too. We played a game and we played on your brother-in-law's wedding day.
Okay.
We played and I did. In the day he got married, and we think it's hilarious to drill each other with those balls.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying? And to translate, to throw it at each other's face at the plate
when they're all right.
When they're they're trying to hit, and you're throwing bean balls.
Right.
So I did hit your brother-in-law directly in the kidney and gave him a massive bruise.
Really? On his wedding day. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a strong gas.
I feel like he must have been on blood thinners. There's no way.
Maybe. I'll show you a picture. I have a photo of that, even, believe it or not. Anyway, my point is, you guys are wearing. I understand there's probably some rule that as soon as you pull up in the parking lot of the batting cage, you got to put a helmet on. That's where we are now in life. It was actually sad to me to see that they had to wear helmets to hit Incrediballs.
Oh, they were also hitting batting cage balls and other things. But I also just think, again, this is the sort of sports science part of it, is that you want to do it as close to what you're going to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's muscle memory, and it's different hitting with or without a helmet. Absolutely.
I've heard that argument because there's... Like I've never worn a helmet in batting practice in my entire life. It's never happened.
Well, you'd be better.
No, I'm already excellent.
How do you know? How do you know you wouldn't be better? You could.
You can't hit 1,001, Adam.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. No, I'm all for muscle memory and doing things the way you're going to do it in performance. So I have no issue with wearing the helmet. It is a
different. Why are they wearing uniforms then?
They should be wearing. You know what? Next time we're gonna wear full uniforms.
Wear the cup. Everything. Yeah.
He's got the cup on.
Are you serious?
Not for the Incredibles, but they're doing fielding as well. We're just
okay. Hold on. I just said, "Are you serious?" And Siri just answered me.
Siri answered you? No, we're using the cups because they do fielding with regular baseballs, and so that's another rule, is that you have to wear the cup in the cage.
All right.
But we're only hitting with
fielding in the batting cage?
Yeah, it's a big cage. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You take ground balls, that's fine. I understand. Yeah. My son has a cup. He wears a cup for ground balls and to actual practice, but not batting practice.
Yeah, no, the batting practice is really just because we don't want to break bats. And also, it's just so cold that it would kill with real baseballs. Yeah.
No, it's not. The real baseballs are not the issue here.
Yeah, but we are using real baseballs for fielding. Yeah.
The other Lebowski, that's the issue here.
Yeah. But anyways, it was a fun exercise and playing with hard lights. And then the photo part of it is like, I hadn't thought of anything all week, and it was Instagram, and we're thinking, okay, for a photo challenge. And I just thought, what am I going to do? Like, what do I Instagram? I Instagram nothing. And so the idea of going to the batting cage, like, I got excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to the batting cage at night. Let's do something fun. So this was fun, setting up a couple of hard lights and shooting from different angles.
Okay, let's get into how you shot this and how I would shoot it differently. I want to get my did you shoot something interesting out of the way, because the rest of them will tie right into my challenge as well.
Okay, all right. Let's talk one about
photo.
You. I know
the
you
one
get,
photo.
You get
no, I'm not talking about it. We're not talking. No, we have a schedule, Adam. We have it all mapped out.
All right.
Once you break the rules, I'm just saying we should simulate the game here. We should wear helmets to do the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, you should.
Obviously, no. I'm not the one freaking out. The only one that falls into this category is a shot of my kids in the field, and I show this just to profess my weekly love for the X100 and how clean and crisp it is and how the colors and just it's, come on. Are you kidding?
Why is your daughter, is this the wind related?
Yes, it's windy out there.
Okay, wow, that is a sheepdog hairdo right there.
The wind is on my son or my daughter?
No, your daughter. She's trying to see through the full visor of hair.
There was one with her hair out of her face, but then there's a goofy look on my son's face. So I kind of went in the middle and I was like, okay. All right. He also needs a haircut though, too. But
yeah, I think if you just you know, pulled that straight down, it would probably be past his nose.
His? Not quite, but close. Yeah. He's going to be a drummer in a rock and roll band.
Okay. Yeah. Save it there.
That's how it's going to go. Just so, again, this is just how much I love that camera. So good.
Great.
All right. Let's get into the photo challenge. We already have yours. It is Instagram. So you went and shot at the batting cage, as we established. Now, you brought two lights. I shot mine with two lights as well, which we'll get to after yours. Okay. But I want to talk about the difference. Like, so you got like four photos up there that you're showing. Now, the first one you sent was going to be your challenge photo. I was taking issue with it. It was like a high fastball, and the ball is leaving the frame.
Yeah. So that's not the one. Like, I at first, because like I said, I was doing it in real time and try to pull something that I could use that would work as a up and down 8x10. That's the thing. I shot these and it's just hard to get, with what I was using and equipment I was using, it's hard to get up and down 8x10 and keep the ball in the frame. Like that was uh-huh. the trouble. So most of the photos that I took didn't lend themselves to this up and down crop for Instagram, which maybe I should have thought through. So that one was the first one I saw. I'm like, oh great, I have one I can use. And then I went down seven or eight photos later and I was like, oh, here's a better one with the ball more in frame. So the second one with the ball just coming off his bat is yeah. the challenge photo. Yeah,
and we're doing launch angle on that one. It's that's a good one. It's good. Yeah, as I told you off the air, like yesterday or something, kid's got a good looking swing. Couple little things that you know, he's already better than he should be at that age. That's the good news,
right?
And so a couple little tweaks that you probably are going to make anyways, and he's going to be a stud. I mean, so there's that. But I like this one better, not just for the ball position. Also, the light on him is better.
Yeah.
Did you move something? No, it's just flash just recharged
more. Yeah, because again, I'm shooting them pretty quick, and they are in low power. The flashes are really low power. I want to say 1/64th. So there's two flashes each at 1/64th. Okay. Between 1/64th and 1/128th, those flashes, the lowest power you can go to is 1/128th. One over 1/128th power. So I think I had them just between 1/128th and 1/64, somewhere in that in between. And right. And again, because it's dark in there, that was enough light to kind of get an exposure on him. So two flashes.
So your ambient is being killed no matter what.
Yeah, the ambient is dead. Yeah, there might be a tiny bit of overhead light that you can see on his helmet. And that's the only light that's showing up that's ambient.
Okay, so why are we getting the streaks on the ball and the bat like that? We should, if it's 1/128th of a second, that should stop that pretty much exactly, unless they're not perfectly synced up. But
I don't know.
Then we should see two separate balls, not a streak.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't try to problem solve through it because I was just trying to get an Instagram photo, and then I thought like it. So when I was seeing the streaks and the bat blur, I was like, I like this. I like this effect. It looks cool. So I wasn't trying to undo it. I have ones where there's no blur and I don't like them as much. So again, I went with something that I thought was going to be more Instagram interesting. But yeah, some they're totally frozen, some they're not. I don't know if that's recharge on the flash. I don't know what it is, but I like that everything is pretty much frozen except for the bat and the ball, which are obviously moving the fastest in terms of the I don't know, the points of reference in the photo. So everything else looks frozen, but yeah, the bat and the ball have got that bit of movement, which I think looks super cool. So yeah, wasn't trying to.
It does
to
look cool,
it.
Especially with the fact that the bat, it has interesting colors on it, which sort of creates that little, your little prism effect. You wasted your money on a prism, is what I'm telling you.
Just do this.
Because you got it just like this, yeah.
Yeah, and I even like the way the ball streaks. Like, it almost looks like, again, like a Photoshop After Effect. But yeah, just something different, interesting. I really liked it. I thought that there's something here. Like, I'm not sure how I can use this. Again, I did some tighter shots with the 70-200. I think this shot here is the 50mm. I switched so that I could get something that would be full body 8x10 up and down worthy. Right. So, but in terms of in my head and how to shoot this, I mean, I do like this, but I like it when it drops off totally to black behind him more. So on almost next time, well, might lay down like my black sheet or whatever and sort of try to black it out entirely. I don't know.
I would not. That's what I was going to bring up. What I would do here where I you is I would 3/4 backlight from both sides. And you're going to get a cool wrapping effect. Because that was my one issue when you said you had two lights. I thought, oh, really? Because like especially the other kid, he just disappears into the blackness.
Right.
And I think like a really great rim light, like a light from behind would look really awesome. And it would stay off of the black net. And in fact, if you took the key light and sort of put it like kept it camera left and but put it on the other side of him. Now, I understand that's in danger of being hit. But if you have a cheap flash, who cares? It probably won't be hit, or you can throw a screen up or something like that in front of it.
Yeah.
And then basically you would light him. You'd short light him instead of broad lighting him.
Right.
And then you'd have the other light in behind, adding the rim light, and you're going to keep all the light off the background, and that's going to look pretty cool.
Okay, well, I'm sure I'm going to do something like this again because I did think that it was fun and cool, and how it looks is interesting. And so you don't see a lot of baseball photos that look like this, or at least I haven't. No. So I thought there's something here, kind of like what I've done on the ice before, and you know, shooting action shots with like where you again drop the ambient out, and it just kind of looks like they're in outer space. This batting cage and the background lends itself well to doing some cool lighting effects. So you got it. Next time I'm there at night, could be next weekend. We got very little to do these days. So if we're out at the batting cage again next week, I will try that lighting setup, like backlit on both sides.
Do you remember the photo I took of my buddy pitching where I used it's basically four images in one?
Yes, I do. I remember it, and it sort of like shows the whole kind of like delivery, right? He's pitching and it's like the full delivery, yeah.
That would look really cool here, I think. Like that effect where like you basically, I would use the X100 myself because it's really small and portable. But even the 50 mil on the 60 would be fine. Basically put it on like a bulb timer. And so the ambient light does not matter. The only light's coming from the flash. And then you just hand hold your remote. And you basically, while the sensor is exposed on bulb setting, you just basically flash it four times, boom, 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 really quickly. On low, on a 1/128, it'll charge fast enough, so you'll get four pops off out of it, and you'll get four different parts of his swing all in one image,
oh, in camera. I see. Yeah.
That's gonna look really cool. I'm sure I invented that after someone already invented it, but. No, I guarantee you I did not invent that, but that could look really quite cool in this scenario.
So camera's on a tripod, it's on bulb, and then you're just hitting the flash trigger.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what I did with him. I had it set up and then it just popped it four times. Now I could see an issue happening if you have two separate lights, if they don't fire at the exact same time, all four times in a row, like if they're a millisecond off, it might be a cool effect. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could add a little slight blur to it. Otherwise, try it with one light and, you know, you keep it off the background, of course, best you can. And then you're going to see four different parts of the swing in one image. All right. That's the challenge for next week. Do that. My challenge for next week is to watch you do that. Because it's not going to happen here. It's not going to happen on my end.
Okay.
No batting cage here. Yeah. So there's that. Very cool though. So.
Okay.
All right. Let's have a look at mine. I also took lights out. We had snow and I decided that was it. This was the day I was going to go out and take my sledding jump pictures with the snow.
Okay.
And it was too bright actually. Too bright to really... Dorley would do a good job. I was hoping to, like yourself, use it at like 1/64th power, but I found that in order to overpower the brightness, the ambient light, I had to get like right to, I had to use like full power on the flashes. And that's two bare flashes, one camera left and then one camera right in behind, way in behind, which is doing very little in this image. You can see a little bit on the left side of my son's face. You can see the edge lighting there.
So which one is the actual one?
525 Allen, it's okay, called.
Gotcha. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, they're all kind of just two similar ones there.
Yeah.
And one of them is just a different angle, him flying off from a different angle. But this is the one of him right up in the air.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, in order for me to really kill the ambient, I should have brought the X100 because that can do it. You can do that with like 1/2000th of a second. Instead, I had the 40D, which is 1/250th of a second, is the max sync you can get. So I think I had that at like an F5.6, maybe. And then that required way too much flash power to really fill it. However, I do like the photo, so there.
Yeah, no, I like it too. My only sort of complaint would be that it looks like Photoshop.
Really?
It does not look real to me at all. Like, it's really good. He looks really good, but the foreground background mix doesn't, my brain just is like, no, that's something trickery. Something's not right here. Especially the one with the first one, like the 525 one, where he just looks like he's a sticker that you just stuck on that background. I recognize that he isn't, but that's what what my brain saw is like, no, it's way too perfect in terms of the lighting on him and his sled, and then the one with his face too, like even more so, he's smiling. The one where the thing's going sideways, like it should be a look of terror, yet it's like, okay, he's lit up, the background's kind of a bit more muted, and it's like, this doesn't line up. Like, you've got him in a studio where you just turned his sled sideways. Painted snow on the bottom of it.
you are correct. These don't look like normal snapshots. The one issue that I see, like with the main challenge one, is like, yeah, he really is way up there in the air. Like he's getting some serious air here. That's kind of his move, and he's not scared of it. He was scared after this because on this one he shattered his bobsled.
Oh no!
Like, he landed and it cracked, and it was not good. He was devastated. He came over just crying in like brutal tears because and of course you can't buy one right now because it's snowing. Everyone has one. Everyone's buying them, right? And so he was pretty upset that he was, but he was getting that much air. That was the point. And so I ended up taking it home, and now it's now more duct tape than it is sled, but it does work. It does function, as you can see. And then I took one at a little bit later at night. There he is with the duct taped sled, because it was the back that broke, not the front. But the back was the seat and all that was what broke. And so he didn't want to go back on the sled. He's like, oh, no. So we went down a different ramp, and I convinced him to go down. And now it was getting towards the evening, so I could really kill the ambient, no problem, and just light him up. And so that's the different style.
Right.
I wanted to get a shot. I like the other one better, even though you're right, it does look fake. This one looks, I think, a little, maybe it doesn't look real. I don't know. Does it or not?
The one with the black background?
The nighttime one, yeah.
Yeah, it looks more real.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It just looks like a cool lit, but 100% real. Like, it doesn't look like a sticker on a background the way the other two do. And maybe it's just the lighting mix, because the ones at night and the other ones are kind of more daytime looking. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe it's the sort of rim light on the left side of his face, camera right, that makes my brain confused, or how the bottom of the sled just looks like, again, its edges are super clean relative to the back. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why it looks fake to me. It just does.
For me, part of like the actual challenge one looking fake is that it's hard to get a sense of the depth between the snow and his sled, because he's in focus, but there is a little bit of motion blur in his sled, yet not his face.
Right, yeah.
And then down below, it's like you can't see a shadow because of the way it's lit. You don't see his shadow hitting the snow, so you don't get a sense of that depth. So it does, you're right, it does look Photoshopped. guarantee it's in camera.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that and yeah. but that's the thing is sometimes that's just the way it goes. Like I don't think that you could have made it look more real. Like you're looking for cool lighting here. It's not always about the realism side of it. It's like this is just cool. It just looks cool.
I think if I was able to drop the exposure by another stop in the background, maybe, but then it's going to look 100% lit. Like this one, you look at it, it's obviously lit, but it doesn't scream, oh, this is all 100% lighting. Like you see that there's ambient lighting here.
Yeah.
Whereas if I were to drop it a stop in the background, that whole sky falls to like a darker gray, and then I don't have to blur those kids' faces. But still, then it just looks like, oh yeah, Alan brought his flash out.
Right.
Like, kind of like the other one. Well, the other one could appear to be like sort of street lights or floodlights, but it's not. It is flash. Like the nighttime one, I mean.
Yeah.
So, anyways, there we are. That was for, and then the both of them are sized, like mine and yours, I mean, sized specifically for Instagram to really maximize the real estate on your phone screen.
Right.
Okay. That brings us to the topic, which will be a little quick this week. So you went and shot with the flash there in the dark batting cage. Why didn't you bring your LED? We're talking about LEDs this week, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I just I made a late.
What do you mean you don't know?
I made a late decision, and I went with what I knew would work and give me something. So this was kind of an exercise.
The LED would not work at all.
In my comfort level, yeah. Well, because I'm going to have to shoot at basically with, if I'm shooting continuous light here in that situation, I'd probably need to be shooting at like one, I don't know, 2/1000th of a second to stop motion for the swing. And then if I do that, I'm going to have to shoot on an ISO of like 10 million in order to use the LED light. Yeah. But I mean, not that I guess if you had a powerful enough continuous light, you could, but the LEDs are just generally low power. Yeah.
That's not the question I asked you though. My LEDs,
yeah, in particular would not nearly have enough power unless I had 500 of them. Yeah.
Why didn't you go down to Lorne Lapham and rent a couple of 10Ks? That's what I'm asking you.
I do have one crazy old...
You don't have a 10K.
...movie light that like is so hot and it's so powerful, but I use it never because I feel like it's going to start a fire.
Wait, what is that? What do you have? Because my dad used to have a, like an actual, way back in the day, a photo-balanced bulb, like an actual light bulb that you would put into like a silver reflector.
Yeah.
Right. And it was balanced for, it was probably 3,200, whatever it was, but it was specifically balanced and it was like 200 watts or something. No, it couldn't have been. It would have had to have been, I think in Canada you can get away with 200 watts, but not for long. Like that's right on the edge of what you can get away with on a 15 amp circuit.
Right.
Usually it's 50. Usually it's 100, was it 150 watts or is it 1500 watts?
I have no idea.
I'm lying.
No, I'll look up what I have though, because
it wasn't 200. I'm sorry. I missed a decimal place. I have, because I had a couple of 1000-watt lights like I use for movie stuff.
Yeah.
And a few 500s, called them half Ks. So I had a couple of full Ks, like four half Ks, and I always had to be careful of where I plugged them in because I could plug in a 1K and a half K and not blow the circuit, because that would make 15 amps. Whereas the two 1Ks, it's a little bit more, it's around a little higher. It's supposed to be technically 20, but the math doesn't really work out exactly that way. So I could get away with it for about 2 minutes and then the circuit would go.
Right.
So I'm guessing your movie light isn't 1500 watts.
No, but I'm going to look up what it is because my neighbor gave it to me like a long time ago and who worked on movie production stuff and was like, oh, it was an older fella and had no use for it and was like, hey, I know you do photography stuff. You want this? And I was like, sure. And then I plugged it in and it was just like, boom, like the light. It was so bright. It's not that big. I don't know. It's probably the size of my ring light. I don't know, about 10 inches or around. Right. Like, yeah. But it is so bloody powerful and hot. Like, I can't believe how hot the thing runs. So I'll look up what it is. It's ancient. It's probably 50 years old. Yeah, it puts out a lot of light. So maybe I'll bring that to the cage and hopefully not burn everything. Yeah.
Keep everybody warm. That's for sure.
Well, that's true. That's right. It's a heat.
Well, that's the shift though. I mean, like, that really was the case. Like, when I used to use those lights all the time, like they would get hot, and like it would get hot in the room. You know, whenever you're shooting an interview, people would get warm. Now with the LEDs, I know it's not this year's technology. It's been around for quite some time now. It is amazing because these things run extremely cool. Now there's still a little bit of warmth that comes out after a while, but nothing to write home about. Like with the old movie lights, you had to attach gels and frost and stuff like that. You used clothespins, but you couldn't use metal clothespins because you would just burn your hands.
Right.
So you had to use wood ones, which they would not actually catch fire, but they would get warm, but you'd be fine. They wouldn't conduct the heat. The metal ones, you're in big trouble. So if you touch these, you would burn your hands. The LEDs, these are amazing. So
agreed.
I've been shooting with mine, but now, however, here's where it comes. So I got mine out here for people. Someone's asked us what models we have. I have mine. It's basically probably the exact same as yours. It just has a different title, a different name on it.
Sure.
Mine's called the Neewer, and the model NL660. What are you shooting with?
Mine is a Luma Hawk.
And those suck. Yeah. That's terrible. Don't get that one.
Yeah. So it's a Luma Hawk. There's different numbers on here, so I don't know which one pertains to the actual model number, but it's a Luma Hawk. I don't know. It looks about, in terms of size, it looks probably like 7 or 8 inches long by maybe five or 6 inches high, something like that. Looks like a 5x7 photo size, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it tell you how many watts it puts out?
Watts. No, it doesn't say that on the back. It probably on the original packaging, which I've had this thing for like 5 years, so I have no idea.
So mine is the 40 watt, whatever that compared. Whatever yours is plus one. I think yours is probably 40. I think mine's a 41.
Okay.
Slightly better. That's just normal. It's 40 watt, which obviously is way, 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 way less, you know, less powerful, but it is effective. This thing is wildly effective, and it runs on battery, same as yours.
Yeah.
Now, and you have a dimmer switch on it, which is a fantastic. Plus, you can dial in different white balances. Mine goes from yellow to blue. I didn't buy the expensive one where you can probably dial in different Ks, like different Kelvin.
Yeah, this one says 3,200 to 5,600 Kelvin.
Mine just says yellow plus or minus, and so you can assume like that's what it does. It does say it goes 32 to 56, but anywhere in between, you're just guessing, really.
Yeah, yeah.
However, part of the deal is essentially when you go to blue, when you go to 5,600, oddly, you lose about half the LEDs. Like, you lose power. I don't know how is yours. Yours must work the same, where you just lose power.
I don't have it batteries or anything. I believe that's the same. Like, you're just kind of like, I want to say half the lights are probably blue and half the lights are yellow. And then you're kind of combining the two, right?
Essentially.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. So when you have yellow, it's basically full power. And then, so that's fine. Like I said, for the price I paid, I have no issues, but it's a whole different way of shooting. So if you're thinking, hey man, I'm going to pick up one of these to replace a flash, guess again.
Right.
Because this is like the shots that you took, I would never take the LED to shoot what you shot. And I certainly wouldn't take it from shooting my son sledding. It'd be like, you know, sprinkling salt in the ocean.
Right.
You're not gonna notice. However, for other things, for just certain things like in, you know, like portraits, if you don't mind cranking the ISO up, which is kind of what you have to do, they're fantastic. And now, guess what? All the cameras have pretty amazing capabilities at high ISO. So, do you really need a flash?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to have both then.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. Get both.
Okay, so
they're both
what
good.
What do you shoot? Yeah, they are both good. I will have both, but I'm not going to use one instead of the other. It's going to be kind of a different. They're a different kettle of fish.
Right.
But I wish I had bought one a long time ago. They're pretty awesome. Now, when do you typically use yours? I know you use them for the Christmas photo, the Christmas lights photo, which is a pretty decent use of that.
Yeah.
What else do you use it for?
I do like it for black background portraits. So if you're like even in your house, I like it for quick setup because what you see is what you get. So if you're, again, if your kids are impatient and, you know, let's get it done. It's a incredibly quick process in terms of getting it set up and getting the light how you want it. There's not a lot of test shooting required. It's very simple. So quick portraits, it's terrific, especially if you have more than one. So I've got now the two and it's amazing how quickly you can get a nice looking portrait done. Like you said, with the new cameras, and if you've got a still subject and you can shoot on a shutter speed that's, you know, 1/60th of a second, you can pretty much do anything with the LEDs, get them close enough to the subject in a portrait, and that's all the light you need. So I like it for simple portraits, 100%. I like it.
That's exactly what you have to understand the parameters that this is going to excel in, and that is shutter speed of around 1/60th, wide open, f2.8 to f4. If you're shooting anywhere, like if you're shooting at like an f11, this thing's probably not going to make a dent on your image.
Right.
As I shot with last week, the shot of my son, that might have been an f5.6, but or like a 1/2000th of it, like a shutter speed, very 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 fast, but like he could, it was almost touching his face. That's how close, like it, literally I had it so close to his face, and that dictated how tight I had to shoot the image too.
Right.
Cuz I couldn't back out because then I had to move the light back and then it would do nothing.
Right, yeah.
But in those controlled environments, I can see myself using this an awful lot. So it's going to come, and it'll come in handy for, like, I've actually used it for webcam chats. Like, you throw it up behind your computer screen, it lights you up, and all of a sudden, like, you know, my kid's the best lit kid in their virtual school.
Yeah. And I think that's where they're marketing all these lights. Like the one we got for Sarah, which has now become my second LED light because she's not really using it, is they're all marketed for that purpose. It's like, oh, have better lighting for your, you know, whatever podcast, not podcast, like your video vlogs, your video blog, mm-hmm. or also just any little videos you decide to make of yourself on your phone, or like you said, Zoom lighting for your web conferences or whatever. So yeah, there's so many being put out, and the price point has gone so far down because they're now not looking at them as photography lights. They're looking at them as like everybody should own one of these to make for better lighting when you're on your computer.
Dude, get one.
Yeah.
Although don't let this be the new normal, being on your computer. Okay. That's my other advice.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Get out there and enjoy life. But however, so I do love mine. Mine has the barn doors on it, which are mildly useful. They're not awesome. They're not like, it's not shaping the light. Like it's not doing a great job of shaping the light, but good enough to kind of, you know, flag it off the walls and whatnot.
Sure.
Like it doesn't make like a pinpoint, just a pinpoint laser beam light on your subject, but it does go a long way to keep the light off the walls. And so that's kind of handy. Also, it kind of folds in front to protect the face when you're traveling, but you haven't had an issue yet, so I don't know how important it is.
Right.
Yeah. So don't make that the only thing, but I do like them. So that's it. So that's the beginning of my LED journey, which will probably be the last time I talk about it.
Great.
Turns out it's a little more boring than I thought it'd be. All right. Monthly challenge for this month is the bright side. Huh, there you go. Look at that. Maybe I'll use my bright LED light. Hashtag that to Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. We'll check that out at the end of the month. Challenge for next week, Adam. I thought of something the other day.
Isn't next week the challenge? No.
No.
Or the monthly? No, it's not?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Why would I waste my time and yours by coming up with a weekly challenge?
I'm never sure, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's Let's let the dog drive for a bit. What can go wrong?
Okay, so what? Spit it out. What is it?
All right. Magic hour. We never do magic hour this time of year because it's always something you think about in the summer. So this week is magic hour. The end. Oh, and also good for Instagram because, you know, you do it for the gram, right?
Sure.
All right. Websites, Adam, keeping that drive alive?
Yeah.
No website. Don't bother. Don't go to adamschwartz.ca. Don't waste your time.
I think it's going to say there's nothing here for you.
Still don't. And also don't waste your time at alanatridge.com, but you can. It's up. It's up. It's wasting my money, not your time.
Right.
But the two of us, you can check us out at twohosers.com where you can go to find all the links, photos, and everything we just talked about. And that is it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.